Amen. Praise the Lord. I have the privilege of calling up our speaker here tonight. Amen. And, amen. He's been a good friend. Amen. A good friend. Amen. A co-laborer in Christ. Amen. Even though he's amen. He's over there in East Dallas, and he's being faithful to his corner over there, and he's backing up his pastor, Pastor Jesse Perez. Amen. Our regional pastor, he released them. Amen. Him and his wife and those that are with him. Amen. To be here tonight, amen, and he's a powerful man of God, amen, getting ready, come on somebody, he's getting ready to further the calling of God upon his life, amen, and I'm so excited to see what God has been doing within their lives, amen, Sister Christina, amen, Brother Mondo, amen, and you know, they got their scope, amen, on Wichita Falls, amen, and so, amen. That's a blessing, amen. To be able to, amen, to go out, amen, to spread the tent curtains wide, amen. That's what the vision's all about, amen. And he's been a blessing to my life. I know he's been a blessing to Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia ever since we've been right there on Park Row, amen. They've been faithful. They used to live in the Act Town, amen. Praise the Lord. But then they used to live in Ardington, but then God called them, amen, to go closer to their church and to be closer to their pastors, amen. They're leaders there in Victory Outreach of East Dallas, amen. And I want you guys to go ahead and help me to welcome up, amen, Brother Mondo, amen, and Sister Christina, amen. She wants to go ahead and share a word of greeting. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I send love and greetings from Pastor Jesse and Sister Valerie. Amen.
Amen.
I send their love. They love you guys. We love you guys. Keep it short and sweet, but I am going to give a shout out for the kids' ministry.
Hey. Come on now. Yeah.
We oversee the children's ministry in Dallas. Amen. This is the first VOI training we're having. This is a VOI international event. I want you guys to understand this. It's not just us having this training, us putting something together. This is a 3-day event, so it's Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, and Saturday morning. You're like $85. But look, if it was a Selena concert, and it would cost $85, you'd be there, right? If it was a concert or the rapper or whoever, you'd be there. So let's not complain about $85, because this is actually, you guys haven't made this year, because normally I have to travel every year to Chino or San Jose for a training. So it's not only registration, it's a plane ticket, and it's a hotel I'm having to pay. Yeah. Oh, amen. So you guys are blessed this year.
Yeah.
So pay your $85. If you're a teacher or a helper or a manager or overseer here locally, you need to be there. Amen. We have people coming from Victory Outreach Corporate down to do the teachings.
Amen.
We have Pastor Mike Vigil coming. He is our VOI International puppeteer. Amen. The puppet you see on the videos of Sister Julie, that's him. Those are his puppets. Amen. There's so much you're going to learn and get from this training. I encourage you, do not miss out. This is a local event, once in a lifetime. I don't know if it'll ever happen again here. So don't miss it. Amen. God bless you guys.
Amen.
Amen. Well, it's good to be in Grand Prairie. Come on, Grand Prairie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Just stand with me. Stand with me. Let's sing sing something. Amen.
You are great. You do miracles so great.
Just worship God.
There is no one else like you.
we back with the Lord. He's got the prayer tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, worship team. Amen. Right there where you're standing, we're just going to go ahead and pray. Amen. Let's just pray right there. Father God, we just thank you tonight, God. I thank you for the privilege, God, the honor, God, to be here, God. I pray, God, that you would just speak to your people, God, that you would challenge us through your word, God. Lord, I thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. 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 You may be seated tonight, amen. Well, it feels good to be in the house, amen, in Grand Prairie. It's been a while. It's been a while. I get excited every time Pastor Francisco invites me.
Amen.
Amen. I just see the labor. Amen. I see the fruits of their labor. I see the fruit of Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia's labor. Amen. I remember when they first got there to Arlington. It was just them two and Frankie, the kids. They're all big now playing the drums. Look at that. Come on now. It's a good thing. I mean, it gets me excited to see what the future withholds for me and my family and my wife, amen.
Amen.
So I'm believing for it. I'm believing God's going to do great things in Wichita.
Yeah.
Amen. So,
Come on.
Well, tonight, amen. Tonight, I want to talk about the man and the woman of God. Amen. I want to share about your pastors.
Amen.
Amen. How we honor our pastors tonight.
Amen.
Amen. The man and woman of God. It all started because of them. Amen. Right. Here in Grand Prairie and Arlington. It was because of them. Because they answered the call. Amen. And they just gave up everything. And they came and they built and they believed God. They trusted God. They trusted what Pastor Jesse told them that they could do it. And I'm doing the same thing. I'm stepping out in faith. Amen. I'm quitting my job. Me and my wife. We're going to sell our things. And we're just going to go.
Come on,
we're going to go and we're just going to trust the Lord because we know God is going to do great things. If he's done it in Grand Prairie, he'll definitely do it over there. If he's done it in Dallas, he'll definitely do it over there. If he's done it in Fort Worth, in Plano, he will definitely do it in Wichita Falls, amen. Or wherever they ask us to go, we will go. We will go. We're a willing people. Amen. But in order to do those type of things, you got to have your pastor's heart.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
You got to have your pastor's heart. You got to have the same vision that your pastor has.
Right.
Because I know that there are people, there are a man and a woman of God that transmit the vision.
Right.
But have you caught the vision tonight?
Come on.
Have you caught the vision? Are you receiving what they're giving you? Amen.
Good.
I'm going to open up a script. I'm going to read a scripture, a portion of scripture in Jeremiah 3:15. Amen. Very familiar. It says, "And I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding." Amen. And I know some of us, we just don't get fed physically, but we get spiritually fed. Amen. With wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Because I didn't know nothing about the Lord until I got into Victory Outreach. I didn't know nothing until I went into the men's home. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know how to read my Bible. I didn't know nothing about God. They told me I was Catholic at a young age. And I said, okay. I didn't know nothing about being a Catholic.
Wow.
I didn't know nothing. I was Catholic. They would ask me, what religion are you? You're Catholic. Why? Well, because that's what they told me I was. Come on, huh?
That's right.
You know, shepherds. The good shepherd is one of the thrust of biblical scripture. The tendency of humans is to put themselves into danger's way. And their inability to guide and take care of themselves, apart from the direction and power and leading of God, is also reinforced with sheep in need of a shepherd. I don't know about you, but I needed a man and a woman of God to give me direction. Amen. Yes, I've had my physical mother, but I needed a spiritual father and a spiritual mother to give me some direction. They lead me. They guide me and my wife. Amen. We came in all messed up in our marriage, our relationship. It was all messed up, but they directed us. He taught me how to love my wife. I watched him. I watched how he loves his wife. He honors her. And I picked up those traits, amen.
Yeah.
And here we are today, 18 years later, we're still together, amen. But it was because of the transformation, the leading and direction of my pastors as I watched them.
Amen.
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 But I've caught his heart. I've caught his vision.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. See, throughout the Bible, the image of the shepherd is an important one. God provides shepherds for his people to watch over them, to care for them, to lead them. From Moses in the Old Testament to Jesus in the New Testament, God provides faithful, devoted leaders after his own heart. Amen. God rules with the heart of knowledge and understanding. Amen. That's what he rules with. You see, but I'm here to tell you, what is the church's responsibility? What is your responsibility as a woman, as a man of God, as leaders? And even if you're a new convert, well, welcome to the family. Amen. You got a responsibility now. Amen. You got a responsibility. And that responsibility is to care for your pastors. To care for your pastors. You want to know how? Well, I'm glad you asked. And it all starts, in order to be able to care for your pastors, it starts with three things. It starts with the pastors, it starts with the people, and the Holy Spirit. All three come together. Amen. All three tied together. You see, to be an effective church, a church that stands firm in faith, amen, then you always have to be those that set examples.
Right.
You got to be an example setter. Amen. You got to be an influencer.
Come on.
You see, Grant Prairie, he said something about they got their eyes on the prize on the first place of Run for Hope, right?
Hey, 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 hey.
You guys kept that. You guys done that for like three. This will be like the third year, right? Because you're already claiming it, so it's going to happen. So you're setting an example. You're setting an example. You're being effective. You guys are giving. You guys are coming together. You guys are backing up your pastors. You guys are doing what his vision is. You see, my vision is to see my pastor's vision come to pass. Even if he told me just get licensed and stay here in Dallas, I would do it. It's not about going now. It's about what he asked me to do. You see, you got to understand that before I got saved, I was being used by the enemy. Many of us were in here. Many of us here were being used, whether we were in gangs or whether we were on drugs or whether we were the Scary Mary or Stinky Pete or whoever you were with or whatever you were doing, you were being used. Right? My pastor always tells us, and you guys heard me say this before, let God use you. Everybody else did.
Come on.
You see, but when you're effective as a church, as a congregation, as a men's home, as a women's home, as the people in the church, and you come together and you lift the hands of your pastors, of him and his wife, and you follow their direction and their leading, and you see what they started with and where they are today and where this church is going. It's being effective. Being effective. Amen. Following directions. That's all it does. It provides just being obedient.
That's true.
Right? Yeah, being obedient. Sometimes we don't like it. I understand.
Come on. Talk about it.
But you got to allow them to influence your life.
Yes, amen.
They're in a position for a reason. Right. God chose them. That's why he didn't choose you.
Wait.
Yet. Yet.
Come on.
Yet.
There it is.
That doesn't mean he won't choose you.
Come on,
he just hasn't chosen you yet. Some of us still got to go through the... We got to go through the process.
Amen.
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 You see, we must be people that become influencers. Not only to the outside world, but to the people in the church.
Oh, come on.
You see, you got to influence. If you're a leader here tonight, you got to show that influence of how you take care of your pastor. How you honor the man and woman of God. You got to show that new convert. This is what we do here at Victory Outreach. This is what we do in Victory Outreach. This is what we do in Victory Outreach International. From Pastor Sonny, it goes down to the elders. It goes down to Pastor Jesse. And it goes down to Pastor Francisco. And it goes down to Pastor Josh, and it'll continue to go down. We give honor where honor is due. We believe that, and we believe in that chain of command. That's one of our beliefs, to honor the man and woman of God. Amen? I like to call on my spiritual parents. Pastor Francisco and Sister Silver are like my spiritual uncle and aunt. Amen? They're your spiritual parents. I don't have a problem calling Pastor Jesse and Sister Valerie my spiritual parents.
Come on.
I don't.
That's right.
I don't have a problem. But some people do. Some people have that problem.
Come on.
That's right.
You see, we should pray for them. We need to understand their hearts get heavy also. Their hearts get heavy for you, and you may not even know it.
Wow.
Huh? Do you believe that your pastor and his wife pray for you? Huh? Do you believe that? When they get up here and they tell you, we love you, do you believe that?
Yeah.
Or are you got to go back to what it says about the shepherd. The shepherd don't lead with falsehood, with deceit. They lead with wisdom and knowledge.
Yeah.
They lead with the truth.
Yeah.
Do you believe that tonight, though? You see, we should pray for them. We should understand their hearts get heavy just as our hearts get heavy.
Right?
As pastors, their job is to equip the church to do the work of the ministry. And the result is building up the body of Christ.
Amen.
You talk about you want to see your family members get saved, but yet every time your pastor asks you to do something, you're kicking up dust.
Wow.
Is that the example you're going to set for your brother or your sister when they walk in through the double doors?
Oh, come on.
Are you gonna set an example of being rebellious or building your own kingdom in the church?
Come on
now, because I know we could do that. We could be guilty of trying to build our own kingdom in the church. As long as you always involve your pastors and what you're doing, everything will go smooth. But the minute you start to try to build your own kingdom, the minute you try to start to do your own thing, things will go wrong for you.
That's right.
Things will go wrong. But if you always involve the man and woman of God, and you say, hey, Pastor, what do you think of this idea? Or, hey, Sister Sylvia, what about this?
That's right, amen.
Huh? You involve them in what you're doing.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll go smoothly.
Amen.
Then you get somebody else praying for you.
Come on now.
See, their job is to equip the church for the building of the kingdom. In Ephesians 4:12, it says, to equip his people for the work of the service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
Come on now.
You see, the final goal is maturity in truth and in love. That's their goal. Is to mature us as men and women of God.
Right,
you see, I never in my wildest dreams, and I remember I was talking to the brother earlier, and when I was in the church, you know, 2 years, 3 years, and I would hear Pastor Jesse, and he would say, man, you're going to go take a CD, and you're going to be a pastor, and you're going to do this, and I would look at him like, man, you're crazy. There ain't no way. But he's constantly... Pastors are constantly speaking life into me.
Speaking life.
When all I heard all my years growing up, when I was in the streets and when I was getting high, you're never going to do nothing. You're never going to amount to nothing. You're going to end up in prison. You're just going to be a drug addict. You're going to do this and you're going to do that. I believe those things. But then I turned it around when my pastor started to tell me, you could do this. You could preach. You can open up a church. He started to speak life, and I started to grasp it. I started to embrace it.
Amen.
And now it's taking place.
Amen.
Now it's taking place. And it wasn't just for the hype. It wasn't a cliche. It was the truth. Because he saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. He saw something in me and my little gang girl right there, because that's what she was when I met her. She was a gang girl. Come on now. I was in a men's home. You know what I'm saying. I was in a men's home, tore up, heroin addict, amen, crackhead. Come on now.
Come on.
She pulled me out the home. I'm just playing. You see, many statistics, if you look it up, I looked it up about pastors, statistics about pastors. Some of them don't have friends. Some of them, they don't have somebody they can go and just vent to. Some of them go through depression. Some of them are in financial wreck. Some of them don't even have a marriage together. They look good on the outside, but on the inside, they're miserable. Some of them don't even want to come to preach. But no, not at Victory Outreach. Amen. Victory Outreach builds up men and women who are stable, amen, who love the vision, who know what commitment is, amen, who love God first and foremost. But not only that, they love the people, love God, amen. They set examples for us.
and they believe in us. They believe in us. Who else is going to give you an opportunity? Who is going to give you an opportunity as this?
Come on now.
They give you the keys.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
They give you the keys to the kingdom. What are you going to do with them?
Come on now.
All you got to do is build.
Come on, man.
Believe. Trust. But also you have to finance.
Uh-oh.
You got to finance. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about it. It's okay. It's okay.
Come on,
it's like what Pastor John said. I don't know what type of people he knew. He said they would go shopping. On Friday nights, I was getting ready to go to the dope house. I was broke by 5 o'clock. I was catching my check at 5 o'clock, and I was broke by 10 o'clock. Huh? I was calling Collect, come and pick me up. Huh? Barefooted, because I done sold my shoes and everything. You guys know what I'm talking about. Huh? What am I going to tell her this time? Huh? But it wasn't until I walked into a Victory Outreach men's home, amen, that they told me that you could do something with your life, that God has a perfect plan for you. Amen. I walked into that men's home not knowing what the outcome was going to be, thinking I was only going to be there for a couple of months, maybe gain some weight, get cleaned up, and then I'm out of here. But God had a different plan. Huh? He had a different plan. And his plans continue to get greater and greater and greater and better and blessing after blessing after blessing.
Come on.
I told Pastor Jess, you know what? I put my hand, my life is in your hands. Whatever you need me to do, I will do. Some people say, you're crazy. You spend all your time at church and all you do is church. It don't matter. I spent all my time in the dope house. When I wasn't in the dope house, I was in jail. So it didn't matter. There was nothing in between. It was drugs, jail, misery. Drugs, jail, misery. Depression. Until and I would kick the can. Kick the can. Some of us love to kick that can. Some of us get the can and fill it up with sand so we can't kick it too far because we want it close to us. You know what I'm talking about. You fill it up with sand because you start to love that life. God says, take the can, smash it, and throw it in the recycle bin and watch me do something different. That's what he wants to do with our lives. He wants to do something different. Many statistics talk about this and that. But have you ever thought about there's 100% of pastors that have a dangerous enemy who is absolutely determined to destroy them and the people that they lead.
Wow, God, come on.
Sometimes you gotta sit, you gotta step out of the box a little bit and look.
That's right.
And watch your pastors.
That's right.
Amen.
And wonder, what do they go through?
Come on.
I'm over here crying over spilled milk. What do they go through?
Come on.
Huh? Do you worry about their bills? Do you worry about their health? Do you ever think about their children? Do you ever think about them?
Come on.
Sometimes we get stuck thinking on ourselves.
Yeah.
Huh?
Wow.
There's two types of people in ministry. There's a servant and there's the serpent. The servant serves. The serpent just goes out to seeking who to devour. Huh? And we can be like a serpent sometimes when we become selfish.
Yeah, yeah.
We just want to care about us.
Come on,
oh, I ain't fixing to give my last $20. Are you crazy?
Come on.
Give it.
Come on.
Give it.
Amen.
Give your last 20.
Come on.
Watch God multiply.
Hey.
Believe me.
Right.
I know what I'm telling you.
That's right.
Come on, amen.
I live it.
Come on. That's right.
See, so the question is for us as brothers and sisters in Christ, do you help your pastors? Do you help them? Those that are called to lead us. Ask yourself that question. Are you willing to do what they've asked you to do?
Wow.
Huh? I got a... just recently, I have some guys move into my house.
Come on.
And it's a whole new process for me. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole new process. I'm going through changes. I don't know about them. Not to say they're rebellious or anything like that, but what it is that I gotta get up, I gotta pray, I gotta get out there, I gotta be an example now. I'm not to say I wasn't, but the greater the call,
right?
So now I got the guys in my hand. They're like this. It's like they're all four of them are with binoculars, just looking to see what I'm doing. How do I talk to my wife? How I talk to my kids? And they'll call me out on it. Oh, look at that. You know what I'm saying? But I have to be an example. So think about your pastors. I begin to think how I hear stories of my pastor when he got here and he had people living with them and this and that. And I'm like, man, they've had people live with them all this whole time. Even now, I think they're fixing to move one of the sisters into their house. Here we are, a regional pastor. A regional pastor is going to open his house up again and have somebody move in. Because the calling just gets greater. The desire to help people doesn't stop just because you get a title. The desire to grow the church doesn't stop because you got 100 people in your church. It's more people. We got to do more for God. We got to do more for our pastors. We got to give more. We got to love more. We got to go out to the streets more. We got to wash more cars. We got to sell more tacos. We got to do what we got to do because God has called Victory Outreach Church of Grand Prairie to get out of this building soon. You guys are going to get out of this building. If you don't believe it, I'm believing it for you. Because I know when I leave to Wichita and I get called to come and visit you guys ain't going to be in this building. Because I'm looking at a bunch of people that love their pastors and that are stable, men and women. They love God. If you love God, give them a hand clap of praise to him. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:13 and 12, we ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and who are over you. The Lord, in the Lord, and admonish you and to esteem them very highly in the love because of their work. Amen. Esteem them very highly.
It's good.
Right?
Yeah.
See? We have to be so close to our pastors that we can understand what they go through.
Yeah.
I love just talking to my pastor.
Yeah.
Every chance I get, he calls me or he says, hey, come over. Or I even, hey, can I come over?
Come on.
Can I bring you coffee? Because I just want to hear what he has to say. I love to have conversation with him.
Amen.
You see, but at Victory Outreach, we got the type of pastors that are down to earth.
Amen.
They're just like us. You know, they don't come up here and preach and have 10 security guards take them to the back and all that. You can walk up to them. They're tangible. You can tell them what you're going through. They'll go to your house. They'll go give you a regañada. They do what they have to do because they see something in us that we don't see in ourselves. The thing is that when you begin to see people and value them, and you look at them of what they can become rather than who they are.
Come on, man.
Then they start to believe when you tell them something. When you tell them you can do great things for God. Amen. When you tell them that you're going to do this and you're going to do that, you're going to be a home director, Jose.
Come on.
Whoever thought? I remember him coming in when he was like 12 years old. He didn't know how to play the drums. Now he went to panel. He's been out of the country. He's touring the world. Some of you sit and you hear the stories and you're like, that can't be me. Yes, it can be. It will be you. It can be you. I remember Brother Irvin coming into the church by himself. Next thing you know, he's getting married. He's going to Africa, going to Chicago, going here, going to Panama. Man, I'm going to Germany. I'm going to Germany. Before I go to Germany, we're going to Australia because God has put Australia in my heart many, many years ago. And we're going to go there too. I always tell my wife, stick with me, I'm going to take you places. Besides Traders Village. You see?
Come on now.
Sometimes we see the flaws and we begin to question. We focus on flaws. We focus on setbacks. We want to question. You see, the answer to that question is simply, you should appreciate their strengths.
Come on now.
Just appreciate their strengths.
That's right.
Appreciate their strengths. Appreciate what they impart in you. None of us are perfect. Nobody's asking us to be perfect.
Come on.
God isn't asking us to be perfect. He's just asking us to be willing. That's all he's asked us to do is be willing.
Amen.
But we get caught up on this and we get caught up on that.
We need to appreciate strengths in our men, in the man and woman of God.
Amen. That's good.
Huh? Who else is going to give us opportunity?
That's good.
Huh? I wouldn't trust you with my church. No. Just playing. Just playing. See, we should appreciate their strengths and their heart that they have for us. Amen.
Come on now.
You see, when the enemy exposes something else to you, whether it's another church or you see this pastor on TV and you start comparing, well, they don't do that at my church.
Wow.
Huh? You get a flyer from another church and, oh, well, I want to go over there. Over there, they let you dress. You don't have to wear a suit on Sunday.
Wow.
They didn't call you over there. God didn't call you to that church.
Right.
Many times I have brothers ask me, why do we have to wear a suit on Sunday? And I simply tell them, because when you see a police officer, is he wearing plain clothes or his...
Hello.
He's wearing his uniform, right?
Right.
So when you see him, you automatically know he's a man of authority.
Hey, come on now. That's right?
Good. It's good.
Same thing with the men. That's why we wear suits.
Amen.
When we walk around, we dress up.
Come
when
on,
you
man.
Dress up, they'll look up.
Come
when
on,
you dress down, they look down.
Oh.
Same thing goes for the women.
Boy,
you can't come in here wearing sweats like you just rolled out of bed.
Hey.
Sometimes the guys come in shorts. We don't do that.
Right. Big challenge.
Amen. Amen.
We're not the church on the corner where they tell you you don't even have to bring your Bible. Huh? We don't. I don't even like cell phones, Bible apps. I want to have my Bible.
Yeah.
I do what my pastor does. He displays it. He carries his Bible.
That's right.
He uses his Bible.
Amen.
He dresses sharp.
Right.
He wears a suit on Sunday.
Amen.
I look up to him.
Amen.
So if I wear a suit, people will look up to me.
Amen.
And my wife's dressed nice, they'll look up to her.
Come on.
Because it gives us a sense of dignity.
Right?
Right? You see a police officer, a fireman, you look, you know they're people of authority. What are you going to do? You look up to them.
Right?
Right?
Amen. It's good.
That's what our pastors display that.
Amen.
It's good.
But you begin to appreciate those things. But you get caught up looking at this, and you see the bishop on TV or this big, huge mega church. Well, I'll tell you one thing. The mega church ain't doing what you guys are going to do tonight. The mega church, the big church over there on Luke 12 isn't going to go do what you guys are going to do tonight. Huh? They're not going to go do what you guys are going to do tomorrow, wash cars. They're not going to do that. Some of us got saved at a car wash. Some of us got a flyer at a car wash. Some of us got saved at 3 o'clock in the morning, coming out the club or standing at the crack house. Some of us got saved at the corner. The big church ain't going to do that. See, but we got to build our church to make it big.
Yeah.
When you make it big, you're going to build it with people who have a big heart.
Yes.
Who got a heart, who love people.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
But it started with our pastor. It started with Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia. I seen them toiling. I seen when they got here, when they went to Arlington. I seen when the pipe busted. I've seen when they were living in the church. And I seen the cockroaches. And I seen when they didn't have no power. And we would tell them, come stay at our house. It was freezing cold. And they're in there with 10 blankets. And they're having church. I seen them trying to sleep in the church. And we tell them, come stay at our house because the power went out. I seen all those things. But to see that and see where they are today, it's the great reward. It's the blessing. It's the blessing. And it's only going to get better.
Right.
It's only going to get greater.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
You guys have good pastors.
Yes.
You guys have good pastors.
Yes.
You see, admonish means to warn, to notify of a fault, to reprove gently and kindly, but seriously.
Oh, come on.
Amen.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means? Just to get a rebuke.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Come on now.
Some of us can't take those though.
Come on now.
You kill 20 dudes in prison, and when your pastor gets onto you, you get all sensitive. Right? Some of us were selling keys overseas, and they ask you to give 20 bucks, and you get all bent out of shape. Right? At least that's what the stories are. Sometimes we need to just learn how to value the message and not just the messenger. Because there's a voice behind the voice that's speaking.
Right?
Right? You got to value the message. Like tonight, you don't have to value me, but value what I'm saying. Love your pastors. Honor your pastors. Do for your pastors. Be there for your pastors. And it doesn't matter if people hate on you. It doesn't matter if you're the only one. Sometimes you may be the only one standing.
Come on.
To do those things for your pastors, and everybody else in the church might be like, oh, there you go, you know, always on pastor. He got favor. He got this. Why does he always call him? Why does he always give him stuff? And why does this? And why are they always going out to eat with them?
Come on, that's true.
Maybe if you get out of yourself sometimes.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Walk up to him and just give him a hug and tell him, you know what? I love you.
Amen.
Come on.
Sometimes I'll just text Pastor Jesse randomly, and I'll just say, good morning, Pastor. I love you.
Oh, come on.
Amen.
And you know what? He'll text me back, and he'll be like, I love you too, son.
Come on now.
Amen.
Those words right there, they impact my life.
Amen.
Because I was called a lot of things. But to be called a son by a man who walks righteously,
come on,
man.
That's a good feeling right there.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
We need to value the message. Mm. Pastors are stewards of the gospel.
Yeah.
Another thing is that we can't take place. Another thing that can take place is that we have to stop complaining. God didn't call us to be complainers. And then we want to know why come we're going through it. Because we're self-inflicted.
Wow.
We got some cutters. Cutters. We self-inflict. I'm always mad. I don't like this, and I don't like that brother, and that sister, and this, and the pastor. Oh, we're talking about money again.
Come on.
God didn't call you to be a complainer.
Right.
What happens is if you complain, and you murmur, and you go against what they're doing, you've never caught the vision of the cross. You've never caught the vision of the cross. Not the vision of victory hours. Just simply the vision of the cross. What God did for you and I. What He sent His Son to die for you and I. You have not caught that vision.
Come on now.
See, but if you. Oh, wait a minute. I can't see here. I need some glasses. Stop complaining and quit comparing your pastors to others.
Wow.
Oh, amen.
Because that's not where God sent you.
Amen.
Huh? Because I know some of us have, we kind of think we're free agents and we've kind of gone out and tried to do our own thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Free agents. Free agents. It don't work.
Come on.
That's a premature thing.
Come on.
Huh?
Come on now. Come on.
I'm here to tell you that if you leave Victory Outreach and you try to go to another church,
come on now.
It ain't gonna work.
That's right.
It ain't gonna work. You know why? Because once you get that DNA of Pastor Sonny, you get that DNA of Pastor Ray, you get that DNA of Pastor Jesse, you get that DNA of Pastor Francisco, and it's flowing through your body, and they taught you how to preach. They taught you how to pray. They taught you how to evangelize. They taught you how to hit your knees when you're going through it. And they were there to bail you up. They were there to pray for you. They were there to pray for your family. They were there to take your son or your daughter into their home, into their women's home, into their men's home. Once you get that in your body, in your system, in your DNA, you can't go get something else counterfeit. Because that's the real deal right there. You can't go get a blood transfusion. You can't do it. It ain't gonna work. You're gonna get sick. You're gonna get spiritually sick.
Come on now.
I know what I'm telling you because
we
tried it.
Hey, come on, man.
And it didn't work.
Oh, come on now.
Many churches want to be like VO. You can copy our dramas. You can copy our car wash. You can copy our homes. But one thing that you will never, ever, and they will never take is our anointing. They will never have our anointing.
Because
God gave it to Pastor Sonny and He's transmitted it down.
That's right.
Stop comparing. Sometimes when you get a little hurt, you want to compare. Well, we could go to that other church. They got a better air conditioning. They got a better children's ministry. Huh? They got a better children's ministry. Well, that's why we're going to have a training so you can make your children's ministry better. That's why we're going to have a training so you can make yours better. And you can start putting in some work. You see, you have no right to complain if you ain't bringing nothing to the table. So
sorry. I didn't mean, I'm not trying to rebuke nobody.
Hey, help us.
But you don't have a voice if you're not putting in no work. Right?
Wow, man.
See, we need to focus on their strengths as men and women of God. You should embrace their strengths, amen? We need to embrace their strengths. Pay attention to their anointing. Thank God for them rather than complain. Pray for them. Know that you didn't hire them, so you cannot fire them. You didn't hire them. You can't fire them. Huh? They came in and built something. You joined them. If anything, they need to fire you. See, bottom line is you should honor. We need to honor them. We need to honor our pastors. Amen. Respect those that God has placed in your life to be shepherds.
Yes, yes.
Honor. Remember that the pastors and his wife are often caught in the middle of hand-to-hand combat.
Right, that's right. Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
They're fighting for your soul. They're praying for your family. They're praying for your children. They're believing that you sitting in the men's home, that you're going to get it together and that God is going to use your life. They're believing for you, sister, that you're sitting in the women's home right now and you're thinking about leaving. But they're praying and they're saying, oh, God, keep her there, God. She has a calling on her life. Keep her there, God. She's going to get her children back. Keep her there. She's going to be a strong woman of God. They're praying.
Amen.
There's an example right here, Pastor Josh.
Come on now.
I remember when Pastor Josh came too. He's a pastor now because he had praying pastors.
Right.
Pastors that believed in him.
Yes.
Pastors that pushed him, that challenged him.
Right.
And there's more of you.
Come on.
Same thing for me. Believing in me, challenging me.
Amen.
Never say no to a challenge, because if it doesn't challenge you, it will never change you. You'll stay the same.
Amen.
You'll grow old in the church.
Amen.
And you know what? So does your money. Because some of us want to just say, well, I give.
Wow.
The ministry is not going to, the church will not shut down if you take your money back.
Wow.
It won't.
That's right.
It won't. I'm telling you, it's not.
That's true.
Because there's going to be somebody else that's going to come in and even give a bigger. Somebody else is going to be a greater blessing. Because God knows what he's doing. God knows how to move and maneuver things around. And he does that with people. I was telling the Victory Center the other day that what happens with some of us is that we want to get close to the shade tree. Because we can't handle the sun. We can't handle the heat. We want to get in the shade tree. And what happens with shade? What shade? What does shade lean towards?
Darkness.
There you go.
Hey.
Leans towards darkness. Then you start to get bitter. You start to complain. You start to look at flaws. Well, I don't like the way Pastor Francisco, why does he always have a brand new suit? How do you know he didn't buy it at the thrift store?
Wow.
How do you know somebody didn't come together and say, let's bless Pastor Francisco?
Yeah.
Right? And it don't matter if he went out and bought a brand new suit.
Come on.
It doesn't matter. Why does it matter? I believe in, if our pastors shine, we all shine. Right? If our pastor looks good, we all look good. If they drive a new car, we're going to drive a new car. If they live in a nice house, we'll live in a nice home. Huh? I believe those things.
Come on now.
You know, some of you know that, you know, I have a nice old little car, right?
Right?
The other day I wanted to drive it. And I text Pastor Jesse and I'm like, hey, Pastor, take your car out. I want to drive mine to church. And he said, nah, I'm having car problems and this and that. And I said, okay. He goes, but take yours. I said, nah, I'm not. I want to drive mine when you drive yours. Because I want to shine right there along with you.
Amen.
I'm not going to go shine without you.
Amen.
Amen. Because the car don't make me.
That's right.
Mom. The car don't make me. The car didn't impart nothing in my life.
Yeah.
The car didn't tell me you could do things.
Come
the
on.
Car doesn't believe in me
come on.
Like he does.
Come on. It's good. It's heavy.
Amen.
Amen.
You see the story. Hold on. Let me find where I'm at. I can't see. Remember, pastors and their wives are often caught in the combat battle. They're unable to live. They're unable to live without fighting. Even where they're at, they got to get away. You think they're just kicking back, lounging? No, they're going to pray. They're going to get up and pray. They're going to talk about, well, what do you think about this? And what do you think about that? They're going to wake up in the morning, put on worship music, and they're going to pray. They're not going to pray because they're not going to stop praying just because they're on a getaway.
Come on.
Because that's been imparted in them. That's who they are. Victory always gets in your blood. It's who you are. It's who we are. It's what we believe. We don't just do this on Friday night, on Wednesday, and on Sunday morning. This is what we do every day. We get up every day. We pray every day for the people in the church. We pray for each other. We pray for your family. We pray for our families. We pray, most importantly, we pray for that next treasure that's going to walk through the door. We pray for the next guy that's going to go to the home. We pray for the backslider. We pray for those that are still lost and bound. We pray.
Amen.
How many of you know that? How did you get to the home? Because there was somebody up here, Shonda went down on a Friday night. I want to pray for the drug addict. I want to pray for the backslider. They were praying for you, and you didn't even know it. I want to pray for that broken marriage. I want to pray for that sister. I want to pray for that girl I saw at the corner. They prayed you in, and you didn't even know it. Amen. They're in constant battle. It follows them everywhere they go. But it only just follows them. It follows their children too. When I mean you got to honor the man and woman of God, you got to honor their children also. Amen. Because they suffered along with them. They go through the things just right there with them. If anything, they know the whole thing. They've seen it all. See, the story of... Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Luke 15:4-7.
Come on now.
Amen. That's the story of the 99.
Come on.
Huh? That's the story of the 99. I need some glasses. Just realize that. 4 through 7. Okay. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over the 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Amen. Many of us were that one. Many of us were that one. Can you imagine where you would be if Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia wouldn't have came to Grand Prairie or to Arlington? Where would you be? Where would you be today? They came for that one. You're that one that they came for. There's another one and another one and another one.
Amen.
You see, in the Bible, it talks about many pits. There's many stories about pits. There are stories about Joseph, who was thrown into the pit because of his jealous brothers. Daniel, who was placed in the pit with the den of lions. There's many stories about pits. See, the people of God can also fall into pits. The pits of backsliding. The pits of going back to drugs. The pits of depression. The pits of being holding back what's rightfully God's. Amen. The pits of unemployment. You can't get a job. Or are you going to go to work if you do get the job? You can't get your driver's license. Well, you owe $3,000 worth of tickets. We have to work on those things. Amen. The pit of sickness. You see, but God lifts us out of those pits. God saves us. He lifts us out. He carries us away from those pits. You see, but have you ever understood and realized that maybe it's because you find your pastor constantly praying and encouraging at the edge of the pit. At the edge of the pit, trying to pull you out. Trying to tell you, you can do it. Come back to the home. Come on. You can do it. Or he's at the edge of the pit encouraging you, praying for your marriage. Many pastors lose sleepless nights because they're trying to pull people out of pits. The edge of those pits into which people of God fall into. The pit of complaining. The pit of murmuring. The pit of gossiping. The pit of not wanting to come to church.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's true.
That's true.
The pit of saying, I don't like the journal. Why are you here?
Come on,
huh? But when God puts that spirit in your hearts, when you see your pastor, you'll go up to him. You'll be like, let me get your Bible. Let me open the door for you. Let me carry your Bible. Let me just walk behind you.
Come on.
Am I placing them on a pedestal? Yes, I am.
Come on.
And I followed people who didn't love me. I cared about people. I was willing to die and go to prison for people.
Come on now.
Much less the man and woman of God.
It's heavy.
Huh?
It's heavy.
What are you willing to do?
Wow.
Is the question tonight.
Come on.
Hmm? You need to thank those who courageously and self-sacrificially give up themselves. But we get stuck on pointing. We get stuck on flaws. We get stuck on all they want is this and all the money. And I work too much in the home. God has to raise you up. He's got to do a work in yourself. He's got to do a work in your life. You know, there's two differences. What's the difference between the fruits of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit?
Come on.
The fruits of the Spirit talks about meekness, love, peace, all those things, right? It's the inner man, the inner woman.
Right.
That's what those fruits are. Some of us want to skip those fruits and go straight to the gifts. We're going to start laying hands on people. And I got discernment. And I'm praying this and that. That sister got spirits. All of a sudden you're a theologian. And all of a sudden you're a prophet. But you ain't worked on your own character. You ain't been dealt with. You don't know how to love. You don't know how to self-control. You don't know how to be joyful. But you want to go lay hands on somebody. Huh? You just got through smoking a cigarette and you want to come in here and lay hands on somebody. The inner man. Huh? You can't even discern your own issues and you want to go discern somebody else's. We got to thank those who courageously and self-sacrificially gave up themselves for us tonight. Amen?
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
In 1 Peter, and I'm about to close. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your call. Amen. Where are you at tonight? How do you feel? Where is the love? What are you willing to do? Huh? Are you going to go to the camping trip? Or are you going to go with your family? When you know they're going to be barbecuing and probably drinking a little Bud Light. Or are you going to be with your church family?
Man.
Huh? Sometimes we want to know why things happen. Well, we put ourselves in situations that we shouldn't be.
Wow. Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
What are you going to do? Are you going to go the extra mile? Are you ready to answer the call? Are you ready to take out a team? Are you ready to give a little more? Are you ready to fulfill your pledge? Are you ready to see the Germany accomplished by your finances? You might not be able to go, but your money can go. Huh? Jose came back from Panama because somebody else gave. He was able to go. Other people gave, just like you're giving tonight. Just like you made a commitment. Amen? Stand with me tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands. Just for a minute, close your eyes. Close your eyes. I just want you to pray for your pastor. Don't pray for yourself. Don't pray for your breakthrough. Don't pray for your needs. Pray for the needs of your pastors. Pray that they're okay. Pray for their health. Pray for their finances. Pray for their spiritual lives. Pray for their children. Pray for them. Don't pray for yourself. Tonight it's not about you. Tonight it's not about your breakthrough. It's about their breakthrough. Because if you can give them your heart, they will definitely lead you in the right direction.
Amen.
I'm here as a witness. I'm a living testimony of a man who spoke life into me.
Amen.
When I didn't believe myself, when I didn't love myself, he cared enough to love me. Amen. Pray for them. Pray for them. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we thank you tonight, God. But we lift up Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia tonight, God. But we pray, God, that you will put a hedge of protection around them, God. Around their children, God. So we lift up every need that they may have, God. From their finances, God, to their health, God, to their spiritual life, God. We pray for their marriage, God. Lord, that you would strengthen it, God. Lord, that you would just be with their marriage, God. Strengthen it, God. Make it more, God. More loving, God. More honorable, God. Lord, we pray, God, that you would just bless them, God. 100-fold, God. Lord, that you would bless their church, God. Bless their work, God. Their ministry, God. Bless their people, God. Bless their leadership, God. Raise up men, God, and women, God, that will answer the call to arms, God. Lord, that they will back them up, God. Stand side by side, God. Ready and willing to do what they've been called to do, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Oh, we thank you tonight, God. We love you tonight, God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to do something tonight. I want to challenge you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I want to challenge you, church. I want to pick up an offering.
Come on.
I want to pick up an offering for your pastors. Amen. Yeah. And whatever they do with that, that's their business.
Right.
You don't have to worry about it. Because once it goes out of your hand, it's in God's hands.
Amen.
Amen. It's in God's
Amen.
Hands.
Yeah.
You don't have to, well, what are they going to do? They're over there. They want my money. No, don't worry about that.
Come on.
You worry about just giving.
Yes.
And don't give them $5. George Washington don't want to go to their hands.
Hey.
Huh? Don't give them $5. Honor them.
Yes.
Honor them.
Amen.
Sometimes we got to put our money where our mouth is.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Sometimes you guys are going to leave right now. Go buy tacos. Go home and eat a sandwich. Bless your pastors.
Come on.
Amen. I'm going to challenge you guys. Don't leave me up here by myself.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Make your way. Make your way. Be a blessing. Be a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even if you don't have anything to give, come and touch that basket. Come and touch that basket if you don't have nothing to give, because the next time you're going to give, because God's going to make a way, because God sees your heart. He knows that you love your pastor. He knows that you love him more than just words, with more than just words. That you're willing. You're going to be a willing vessel. You're going to be somebody that they could call on. Somebody that they could depend on. Somebody that they can count on. They can count in and not count out. Remember, it's not what the church can do for you, but it's what you can do for the church.
Amen.
Amen. It's what you can do for the church. We have the swipe over here. Come on, for those of you who got that big old credit card. Come on, come swipe your card. Don't swipe God. Don't swipe God. Don't swipe your pastor. Swipe your card right there. Come on. Come on. Leave the tip for the waitress at the restaurant. Come give. Come give. Come give. You know how I've been able to get blessed? By giving. By giving. I help people. I love people. I give whatever I can, whenever I can. I give. Not only to the church, I help people in the church. I invite them and I say, come on, I'll take you out to eat. Just come to church. Huh? Remember what I said. If our pastors shine, we all shine. You want to shine? Don't dull the pastor's shine because of your greediness. Amen? Let's pray. Anybody else? Come on. Come on, get you a double portion.
Come on.
Come get your double portion. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you tonight, God. Lord, we ask, God, that you will just bless this offering, God. Lord, bless this church, God. Lord, first and foremost, God, we thank you, God, just for the opportunity, God, to be able to give, God. Lord, we pray, God, that you will bless Pastor Francisco, God, Sister Sylvia, God, their children, God, their church, God. Lord, we thank you, God, and we love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Attitude of worship, amen. I know some of you guys,
you may have came here tonight, and maybe you have a need, maybe you need prayer here tonight, amen. I want to say a word of prayer for you guys. That was a powerful word, powerful message, Brother Mondo, amen. How many know that we got to take care of our pastors, amen?
Right,
amen. We got to take care of our pastors, amen. Take care of their family, amen. That was a right-on-time message, amen. Powerful message, amen. And, you know, the Bible says this, that there is no greater love for when a man lays down his life for a friend, amen. And that's what they've done. Our pastors, they've laid down their lives, amen. They laid down their lives, they answered the call, amen, to come and to build a church, amen, so that we can have a place to come and worship God, amen. Amen. And come on, are you here, amen? You're here tonight. This church is tailor-made for you and your family. This church is tailor-made for you and I, amen. And so we got to back up our pastors. But if you're here tonight, amen, and maybe there's something heavy on your heart, maybe you want to pray for a loved one, amen, right there where you're at, I just want you to close your eyes and lift your hands to heaven. Maybe you're here tonight, amen, and maybe, you know, maybe you need to get saved. Maybe you're here and you're not saved. Amen. If you were to die tonight, you would crack hell wide open. Amen. Because you haven't given your life to Jesus.
Come on.
Amen. So if you're here tonight and you want to give your life to Jesus, amen, the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus, that God raised him from the dead, that you shall be saved. Amen. If you're here tonight and you want to give your heart to Jesus, amen, with every head bowed and every eye closed, I want you to just repeat this prayer after me. Say, Jesus, I believe you died on the cross. You rose on the third day. I ask that you forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Change me. I surrender. In Jesus' name. Father, I come before you right now, God. I pray for those that said that prayer. God, Lord, that they said it tonight, God, with a genuine heart, God. I pray, God, Lord, that you would touch them, that you would fill them with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Father, Lord, that you would pour out your anointing upon them. That, God, Lord, those that are here tonight, God, Lord, they need a touch from God. They need peace in their life. They need joy in their life. They need change, oh God. They need you to break the strongholds in their life. God, I pray for them right now, God. If they got a loved one that is in need, God, and Lord, a son, a daughter, a brother, an uncle, God, Lord, that needs salvation, God, we pray for them, God. Lord, we know that you are able to do the impossible. If there's anybody sick in body here tonight, God, Lord, we believe that you can do a miracle, that you can touch them from the, God, the soles of their feet to the top of their head here tonight. God, Lord, we know that you are a God that loves the church. You love your people, God. Lord, I pray that you would meet every need here tonight. God, Lord, we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, everybody says, amen. 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 Come on, if God spoke to you, come on, give him a shout of praise. Come on, if you love Jesus, give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, amen. Well, once again, we just thank you, Brother Mondo. Thank you, Sister Christina, and all those that came. Come on, give them a warm round of applause, amen, for coming and amen and sharing the message, the powerful message, amen. And we want to thank you guys. And also, we want to remind you, amen, that we have a street team going out tonight. Praise God, if you want to go to the streets, amen, good with Brother Joe, amen. Brother Joe Rico, the guys in the second phase home, Brother Rob, amen, Brother Eric, praise God, the quiver, going to the streets, amen, Brother Alex, amen, praise the Lord, and so if you want to go win some souls, amen, get with them, praise God, we'll see you Sunday morning, tomorrow, battle of the car washes, amen, Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, you are dismissed.